The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Tinder feeding animals and peeing partners. Tinder feeding animals and peeing partners. No, come on. Let's make this quick. We've got things to do. Radio Tinder was upon us because it was a Thursday and it tends to be a successful segment. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. La, la, la. Also, what animal have you fed? That was one that created quite a stir on the air. And also, are you in a perfect peeing partner relationship? Nothing better where you can just relax when you're having a shower with your nearest and dearest and just dribble some uric acid all over their foot. Enjoy the quick.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
No, we're not doing that. Stop it.
You know I can't control my whinnies.
You did that last night with Samantha X. I've had enough whinnying for the week, please.
You and I both know that I cannot control when the whinnies come. The only thing, it's like a funny bone to me. It's like when you smack just below your patella.
What?
Just below your kneecap, the patella. There's an automatic reaction that your leg swings up. The more lucky I'm feeling in love tonight, the more I whinny like a horse.
Right.
We've got Rhiannon. She's 23, 5'4", dark hair, blue eyes, lean, works in health insurance, loves going to the gym and hanging with the girls. Who hacked into my Plenty of Fish account and read the exact thing I'm looking for in a woman?
Twins.
Jesus Christ! Hello, Rhiannon.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, very good. Oh, bubbly, tick. Another green tick next to your name. This is all good gear. How often are you going to the gym?
I go to the gym probably about 4 times a week, and then I try to go for a run like twice a week as well.
Nice.
But check.
Wow, this is a girl that knows her way around the weights.
Maybe the cardio machine.
I mean, yeah, I'm mostly just loitering around the elliptical and I'm on Instagram. But I'm a fit chick. No, I know the one. You like going out with the girls, you like clubbing, you're looking for someone who wants to have fun, genuine, caring. Are they more like a big lifting Barry or more of a cardio step Carl?
Probably like a big weight lifter.
Yeah, big lifting Barry.
Get those big muscles. Yeah, he can lift you up, do weights with you. Squats.
And then in his rest pause sets, he can take photos of you on the elliptical. Ooh. How long have you been single for?
About 6 months.
Mm. And what prompted you to call 131060 in the quest for love tonight?
I just thought it would be a good way to meet some different people.
Well, you got that right. You got that right. We screen all matches as they call through on 131060, and we double check that they are not copying and pasting seedy pickup lines on Hinge.
Oh my gosh, that's good.
Yes, yes. I want to navigate away from those people. Yes.
Yes, 100%.
Let me just cross the T's and dot the I's here. Are you into men, women, or men and women?
Oh, men.
She said the big muscly ones. Yeah. The big gym junkie. She squats, bro.
I know a few big muscly chicks we could hook you up with as well. They squat.
Maybe not right now.
Okay. Well, look, all you've got to do right now is listen to Ed Sheeran, South of the Border, with Camila Cabello and Cardi B. Figure out 3 questions to quiz your potential suitors within an inch of their life. 3 dudes calling through. You ready to meet them, Rhiannon?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's meet man number one. This is Jason. He is 25. He's got black hair, brown eyes, 6 foot tall. Works in childcare. Oh, I do love a man who turns gender stereotypes on their head. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Jason.
He sounds like a nice boy.
He does sound like a great guy. I mean, you can't get your blue card if you're a bit of a twat. No way. No way, Jose. What is the mature woman, single mum scene like in the childcare industry, Jason? I'm just checking that all your intentions
you
are above board.
Would ask that out of all questions.
Well, it's the only reason I would ever get into childcare personally myself.
You've got a hidden agenda for everything.
Bonsoir, Jason.
Yeah. So it's definitely interesting scene, mate.
What's your question to Jason, Rhiannon?
Hi, Hi, Jason. My question to you is, what is the worst thing that you've done to somebody?
Shaving their eyebrows off while they're sleeping.
Big Jace, you bad dog. Hey,
boys banter, boys banter. It's always funny, isn't it? Were you up before the guy whose eyebrows got shaved the next morning?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, that was hilarious.
Classic. People forget about that bit because they're usually so drunk they do it, but then they're so hungover and sleep through the reaction. It was nice. That's good. He shows he's fun, lovable, and he's not an axe murderer. So I think he passed that test. Let's meet man number two, David. He's 30 years old. He's a sandblaster. Asian, athletic build, loves hiking and rock climbing. Just how much sand are you blasting?
Plenty, mate. Plenty.
And plenty of sand. What's your question, Rhiannon, to David the sandblaster?
Hey, David. My question to you is, what is the craziest thing that you've ever done on a night out?
Oh, the craziest thing would have to be going skinny dipping while drunk and also with a bunch of mates and we all getting blasted.
I think this was the typical start saying something crazy and then try and make it cooler, but it starts sounding a bit weirder as he's going along. Skinny dipping with all the boys. We got nuts. Nude. Naked we were. Crazy I am. Well done, 30-year-old Asian sandblaster David. Let's go to man number three. This is Jack. He's 24. He drives a forklift. Most Jacks do these days. 6'5". You better not be lying about your height, big boy, because we will find out. Short brown hair. He's built. He plays rugby. He loves playing rugby. Hey, built and 6'5".
6'5". How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
Oh, my God.
And I'm medium
Jack,
built.
You're a giant. You're Jack and the Beanstalk.
You're a tourist attraction, Jack.
Yeah, I'm 6'5".
You're Australia's Eiffel Tower.
I think I'm getting an Australian Eiffel Tower just thinking about it. What's your question?
My question is, where is the weirdest place that you've ever had sex?
Principal's office.
Oh, shit.
With who?
Not with the principal.
Go. To be honest, that question, I didn't care who it was. I just cared who it wasn't, and you passed the test. Look, the time has come. And Rhiannon, three real big burly men who I'm sure would wine you, dine you, and happily 69 you if you gave consent after the date. And will it be man number one, Jason, man number two, David, or man number three, Jack?
I think I'm going to have to go with Jack.
6'5".
Yes. The Eiffel Tower.
Jack, do you take Rhiannon to be your lawfully wedded, a good solid foot shorter than you bride?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah! Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Love.
I knew I was winning for a reason. Knew I was winning. Have a winny, guys. Let's all winny together.
Just you, mate. You solo over there.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Jason Momoa feeds a cookie to a real-life grizzly bear out of his mouth. Whoa. Easy there, Momo. Don't do anything too outrageous and risky.
Scariest thing I've ever seen. Oh. His face could be bitten off by this bear.
Very risky for a Hollywood A-lister to let him go anywhere near a bear, let alone feed a cookie out of his mouth into the bear's mouth. The video's on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram story right now. In preparation for a fight scene for his latest Apple TV show, Jason Momoa really had a bear eat out of his mouth. Here's the audio version.
Here you go. Here it's quick. Hey, slobbers on
you. Yeah, the audio doesn't do the video justice.
No, but how does that prepare him for an acting scene? Like, he does not need to put his life on the line by feeding a cookie to a grizzly bear. It could eat him.
Get a stunt double, Jason.
Accurate.
Get a bearded man who is just
you.
As attractive.
Oh,
who
okay,
can
no.
Unbelievable. It was a Kodiak bear, he said. It stood 9 feet tall. You're going to see it in episode two. You have to get to it closely and get it to come closely to you to be able to interact with it. Oh, a self-proclaimed bear whisperer now, Jason.
Mm.
Interesting. I mean, I love a good animal feeding story. Watching Jason Momoa feed this bear a cookie out of his own mouth into the bear's mouth reminded me of quite a time where, when I was 8 years old, we had a family farm stay down south, and I fed a small lamb some pellets out of my hand.
I'd say probably not as amazing as the bear story.
It's all relative. You've got to think I was 8 years old. It was quite a vicious lamb. No, this was one of the great testy feeds. And that's what we're going for on 13 10 60.
Aye, what animal have you fed?
Yeah, the thrill of the feed is what I'm chasing tonight. And I won't rest until I've got my animal feed fix.
I've fed a, now I don't want to get this wrong because it might be extinct, but you'll know the big bird. Is it the emu? Are they alive?
They are alive and thriving, yes.
Sorry, okay, good. I was thinking of the other one, the ostrich, the big one, the mower, the mower. The mower died.
Yeah, no one's heard about your mower, mate.
Okay. Anyway, I fed an emu.
My mower died a few weekends ago when I was trying to cut the grass over the weekend. Is that what you're talking about?
No,
the big mower. Is your dad having some trouble back at home?
No, mower's a big bird in New Zealand, but the emu ate out of my palms of my hands as well. That's quite scary, them going peck, peck, peck,
that's
peck.
That's a decent peck, yeah. That's a thrill of the feed right there. Look, I'm not quite satisfied with the thrill of the feed, but I've got a wet appetite now. I'm toeier than ever for animal feeding stories. And maybe you fed a live mouse to a snake.
Oh.
Wouldn't mind. No, it happens. I want to get some of
that. People do that.
Well, I want to
see. The snake finds the mouse itself.
Nah, pet snakes. Pet snakes, live mice.
No, that's cruel.
Well, no, it's not. No, it's fine. It's part of the food chain. It's fine. We can get away with that. Is that right? We can do that. Code say yes. Yeah, it's fine. Live mouse to snakes, if we can get them on. Have you fed a shark into a frenzy? That'd be good. Have you breastfed a goat?
What?
If you have, you need to call. If
you have, no one's ever done that.
Love a good animal feeding story on 13 10 60. Bianca on 13 10 60. What animal have you fed?
Hey guys, I've hand fed a rhino.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, they're meant to be very dangerous as well with the big horn.
If they get run up at you, it's very dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're in the back of a safari truck at San Diego Safari Park.
Oh, yeah.
And they gave us some cut-up apple and said, yeah, just stick your hand outside the cart and it'll come up and suck it out of your hand.
Yeah, great.
But half our arm ended up down the throat and they suck it down like a vacuum.
Yeah, no. Nice. That's the thrill. That's the thrill I'm looking for.
No, I wouldn't be doing that.
What is the ratio of lip to tongue to teeth in a rhino's mouth? What's the predominant feeling that your arm experiences?
You're like, it just feels like a whole lot of wet meat sucking your arm into its throat.
No. Do they not have teeth?
I don't know.
Got a few molars and tusks. Any. Remember Hungry Hungry Hippos?
So.
I think it's a bit more like that.
Maybe like two at the front with buck teeth.
Yeah, they're not really like the biters. They're more of a chomper. But if you've got the arm
or
in there, they'll just deep throat your arm for a while. It's always lips over teeth with the rhino. That's one of the great things about the rhino, especially in the San Diego Safari Park. Alex, hello.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. You sound like you're coming down from a very high effect of feeding an animal once upon a time.
16 snakes in one day.
Wow. What?
Come again?
16 snakes in one day.
You?
16 snakes?
Yes. Me and my brother-in-law had fed 16 snakes.
You fed 16 snakes? What did you feed them?
Rats and mice and frogs and what else?
Live?
The rats were alive, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I would just chuck them in there and...
Oh, what kind of snakes? Like, I'm imagining like a big python. Right.
We had, the green tree snake and a couple of, one boa and a red-bellied black snake.
Red-bellied black? Are they pets? Are you in a snake sanctuary?
No, he's got whatever you want to have, he's got.
You know, like in the movies when you swallow a rat and you like see the shape of it? Does that happen in real life?
Pardon? I couldn't hear you there. You went blank.
Yeah. Oh, well, I have to ask again. Sorry.
Go on.
You know, in the movies, when the snakes swallow like a rat and you see the shape of it, does that happen in real life?
Yes, you can see the actual rat going through the gut and the gut, through the snake and everything. Yes. It's very mind blowing when you watch it.
It's very therapeutic. Graham, wrap this up on 13 10 60. We've had thrill of the rhino, thrill of the live rat to the snake. It's like a sexy Chinese New Year. What have you fed?
Yeah, well, I had one better one in Thailand, Sweden Tigers.
No, shouldn't laugh. Shouldn't laugh at that.
Terrifying.
Well, it's the thrill, though. You pay for the thrill, don't you? I mean, who would I be to look in the mirror and say that I haven't fed a tiger in Thailand once upon a time? It's a good thrill, isn't it? What did you feed it?
It's bottled milk.
Oh, so it's like a little bubba.
Yeah, and if...
little bubba, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
like
right.
It was the easiest right. thing.
You go and take on a Thailand tiger who's been given an almost lethal dose of Prozac and see how tough you really are.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Daily Lake Show quickie.
How's this? Angie from The Bachelorette admits to peeing in the shower. Nice, Ange.
Can't believe she'd admit that.
She's a hard on her sleeve kind of girl. What you see is what you get.
I mean, I'd do it every now and then, but...
This is a girl with...
on national television.
A bright smile, an outgoing personality, and a tendency to leak uric acid in the shower. Nothing wrong with it. During a round of dinner party truth-telling last night on The Bachelorette, Ryan made a confession that Angie wasn't expecting. The explosive comments arrived after Angie and Ryan had spent the day together on a single date that involved answering questions about each other, and we found out that they both love to pee in the shower.
Have you ever peed in the shower? Yes or no? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, God. Cat's out of the bag. I pee in the shower. So does Angie.
Maybe we could pee in the shower together at the same time.
Wow.
That's the dream. That is the four words men want to hear.
You'd want to be doing that.
A girl who pees in the shower with me in sync?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, that's not right, Lakey.
No more hiding in the corner, trying to like, what's that? Stain on the mirror whilst you try and let one out in the shower?
When
you're showering together, bathing with your loafers, no more saying, just turn around. Let me loaf your back for you, honey.
Or just secretly peeing.
Just secretly trying to drip. No more standing next to each other or face on in the shower and having to let it down in little spurts so she doesn't realise.
What if you've had a Barocca and it's gone yellow?
Oh, the golden disaster. Don't even get me started. No more lies, Shuey Louie. That's not what guys want. We want someone who's going to pee in the shower with us.
Lockie the other day.
The Stockman, your boyfriend.
He peed on me.
In the shower?
In the shower.
Yeah, good.
In the shower, 100%.
Never be too sure.
And I was like, don't be doing that.
So you caught him. Did he try it? How was it?
It wasn't on me. It was just like to the side. I was like, get out of it. Wait till after the shower,
snake
please.
In. Yeah, right. No. The best couples, my strongest relationships, are when you both go 3, 2, 1.
Whee!
And you see who can go for the longest. It's one of the great relationships. Strong relationships are bonded on strong yellow cabling. It's a fact of life. And you watch, Ryan and Angie will go the whole way. Just because they're open enough to pee in the shower with each other.
All right,
and
keep
there are
it
plenty
over
of,
there.
There are plenty of strong couples out there on 13 10 60.
To pee or not to pee? For that is the question. Are you a pair of peeing partners?
Are you a pair of peeing partners? Are you both on the same peeing page? You've met your pissy soulmate. You're not hiding it. You're both happy to pee in the shower together. You're both happy if one of you can't go and the other does go. Doesn't even been brought up anymore. You almost treat it like a game. Do you have any funny urine games that you play in the shower, maybe?
Well, like how boys play that sword game with their pee.
Yeah, or when you're like in grade 5, just after lunch and you've had too much raspberry mineral water, you'll just see how high you can go on the ceiling. It's a rite of passage. Ooh. Well, it's a rite of passage. 13, 10, 60. How many calls will we get? Lauren, on 13, 10, 60. You've been married 2 years, together for 5. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes, you pee in the shower together.
Yes, we do.
Why the sometimes? Is it just the fact that sometimes you need to pee or sometimes you're feeling adventurous?
Bit of both, but sometimes we don't really get time to shower together much these days.
No, so the sometimes is only not through lack of trying. It's when all the stars align. It's like date night,
I was
morning.
About to say, you saying that it's romantic when you pee in the shower together.
Well, it's trustworthy. It's stinky yellow cables of trust intertwined in a relationship. Isn't that right, Lauren?
Wouldn't say romantic, a bit more playful than romantic.
Playful, that's the word.
Little pee
playful.
Fight.
It's in the shower, it's playful. Look, outside of the shower, all of a sudden, it's a whole different kettle of fish. In the shower, it's playful. Plentiful streams. I think we've got a couple on the phone. This is great. This is what I've been meaning to show you, Shuey Louie. This is Daniel and Daniel's partner, Rihanna. Hey, guys.
How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. I just confirmed there is a female there as well.
Yeah, g'day.
Wow, listen to this. You can hear the love permeating through the phone lines, right into my headphones. Talk us through your peeing in the shower relationship. How long has it been going on for? Who was the instigator? Was it always like this? Did someone bring it up?
Oh, no, it just sort of happened one day, you know. You got to go when you got to go, absolutely. Especially when you hop in the shower, right?
Absolutely. There's something about hopping in the shower, the warm sensation on you. All of a sudden, you go from a 4 out of 10 filled up goon sack to a 10 out of 10 that's about to burst any minute.
It's the water. Straight away.
And how often are you both piddling together versus just one person?
It's usually needing to pee first and then, yeah. You know, follow suit.
Yeah, of course. Well, pack mentality, leader and a follower, a dom-sub-pee relationship.
Oh, my God.
No, it's true. And you'll feel guilty. Well, trust me, I've been there before. When your partner starts peeing, you're like, oh, shit, I want to join in. I've torn a blood vessel in my eye pushing so hard once.
No, you
just
have
cause
not.
Just because I feel bad for it.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.